All right, guys, injury report. Just, you know, as far as game status for these guys, Khalif Barnes is probable. Tyvon Branch is doubtful. Mike Brizell, probable. Jason Hunter, Rashad Jennings, both probable. Nick Casas, probable for the game. Darren McFadden's out. Denarius Moore is questionable for the game. C.O. Moore is probable. Tony Pachos is probable. Jeremy Stewart is out. And Vance Walker's doubtful for the game. Yeah, he had another good day today. So, you know, again, like I said yesterday, all things are moving in a positive direction as far as his chances of being available for the game. But we'll, again, see how he's doing tomorrow. I want to make sure we're making the right decision there. But he looks – I mean, signs look positive.
I mean, that could be your most loaded receiver core of the year.
Yeah, we'd have you know, all of our guys would be healthy and would be able to help us. You know, I think being able to get him back would be a positive thing, you know, along with some guys that have, you know, stepped up and done a nice job in his absence, and, you know, Andre Holmes and Rod Streeter and those guys. So that would be a good thing if he was able to be available for us.
Conversely, Dennis, with Darren seemingly making no progress, why not just IR him for these last two games and get that roster?
Well, I think that's something that we got to consider. You know, obviously, you know, with the running back situation the way it's been, I mean, last week we had all three of them were out for the game. So, you know, you got to take that into consideration too. But, you know, he's close. But again, you know, we got two more games after this, so we'll have to see where we go.
Well, have Rashad back this week, so that looks better. But how much trepidation was there to actually go into a game as thin as you did at running back? As far as I know, there wasn't even anybody brought in during the week to try out.
Well, I mean, you know, we had a plan in place, and yeah, it was a little bit, you know, it was a little bit nervous, but you know, Jamaze Oluwole has worked at tailback. You know, we had Tyvon Branch work at Tywan Jones work at tailback. You know, along with Marcel Reese. So, you know, we might have been limited if we'd had some injuries, but we felt like that was the best thing, you know, for us to do. And really, to be honest, we going through the week, we felt like that Rashad was going to make the turn and be ready to go, but, you know, obviously he wasn't. But we felt comfortable with the guys that we had that we could go into a game and be effective, and we were.
And part of that was that you had prior to take some carries.
Sure. Yeah, that was part of the, you know, that was one of the things that we looked at without having those top three running backs, that, you know, we wanted to be able to have him available, that we felt like he could help us, you know, in the running game. And you know, so, you know, again, we'll see how things go this week and you know, if and when, you know, we're able to get him in the game.
Under ideal circumstances, McGloin would want to be the starter. Pryor would want to be the starter. That's the way it's always going to be. How have they handled the whole situation where both guys are going to play in the game?
Yeah, well, I think they've handled it well. You know, I mean, obviously as a competitor, you know, everybody wants to be the starter and wants to be the guy. But I think they all understand that this is a team football game, and we've got to, you know, we've got to do the things that we feel like, you know, give us the best chance to have success. And, you know, we feel comfortable with both of those guys. Both of those guys have, you know, have helped us this year. And so they understand the things that we're trying to do. And, you know, as competitors, they both want to be in there playing.
But there was no issue about disrupting a flow by one guy. In other words, by bringing Aaron in, it had broken the flow that Matt was trying to establish.
No, listen, you know, we try to do the best we can to make sure that our guys understand exactly what the game plan is going into the game. And so that was something that that we all knew that we were going to do. Third series of the game, Terrell Pryor was going to go into the game. It's no different than anything else you do from a game plan standpoint. You know, you tell the guys what to expect so that it's not a surprise when it happens.
I mean, everybody wants to start, I'm sure. So how has Pryor been in the meeting rooms with his demeanor, I guess?
He's been fine.
Same work ethic.
Yeah, he's been fine.
Okay. With your injury situation at running back, is Tywan going to be on offense the rest of the season, do you think?
Again, we'll see. I mean, that, you know, we're kind of speculating as to the health of what Darren and Jeremy are going to be in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, if if we don't have those guys available, then I would see Tyvon or Taiwan continuing to work at the running back position.
If Harris is able to go this week, and when you're in three wide receiver sets, who would you think would be in the slot?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the game plan situations and tell Kansas City exactly what we're going to do, but if when we get into three wide receiver sets, I would expect that you would see Denarius out there.
How different is the Kansas City Chiefs from what you saw 2 months ago?
I wouldn't say that they're a whole lot different. I would say that they've obviously been a lot more explosive on offense, but they've been a good team all year long, and they've continued to play well. And when you look, they got three losses on the season, two of them to Denver and one of them to, San Diego, who after, seeing what they did last night, they're obviously a very good football team and playing really well right now. So, they're a very good football team, really in all phases of the game, and we're going to have to play well to be able to beat them.
Does this last night's result and looking at your last three games, in a sense, make you guys a player in the playoff race, so to speak? I mean, you can affect.
Yeah, we're going to affect all three of those teams as we play down the stretch, and but that's really not what our focus is. Obviously, our focus is on us, and we want to play well in these last three games.
What really strikes out to me is their turnover ratio. I mean, it seems like that you felt that 2 months ago, but they continue to just be a team that doesn't give up the ball, takes away the ball.
Yeah, well, that's generally a common characteristic with most good football teams. They've done extremely well with the turnover takeaway ratio, and then they've done a great job of field position, both creating it with their defense and their special teams. So they've done a nice job of understanding how they're going to win football games, and they've worked that plan and been successful doing it.
Vance does a lot of things pretty well, as opposed to just the next man up. Do you need more out of several guys to be able to fill the role that he filled?
Well, anytime you have injuries, somebody's got to step up, and not only the next man up, but other people, around them have to be able to step up. So yeah, there's we've got to have a good game by a lot of different players to be able to stop them defensively.
You had been using him a little bit at end, and Jason's been a little banged up. Are you using anybody with Vance not being able to practice? Are you using anybody else over there?
Yeah, and again, I don't want to get into the game plan situation and let everybody know exactly how we're going to line up and what we're going to do, but we've got a plan, to give us a chance to have success.
I'm surprised. This game has sold out. What does that say about your fan base?
We've got a great fan base. They're very loyal, very passionate. They want to see this team do well, and they want to support this football team, and we appreciate that. And it's our job to go out there and put a good football product on the field for them on Sunday, so they want to come back.
Where is Tyvon Branch at? Is it still something at the injury side? Is it a conditioning thing about why he's maybe remains questionable?
Well, it's really a factor of, is he fully healthy enough to go out there and perform the things that he has to perform to play the position that he has to play? And I think anytime, specifically a lower body injury at the defensive back position, I mean, you're doing a lot of running. So, we'll have to see, when he gets back to where he can be, fully effective.
Is he in a situation like Darren where you could have to consider IR, considering there's only two games left?
Well, we'll see. I mean, but I think anytime you get injuries and you got two games left in the season, nobody has a crystal ball to know exactly when a guy's going to be back, but you got to make the best decisions that you can and forecast whether or not they have a chance to come back and help you. And if they do, you keep them up. If not, then you got to put them on IR.
Is there anybody specific that you want to see more of? I mean, this is one of the times, that time of year where, you're looking about who's going to stay, who's going to not stay, and all of that.
We're not going into a mode of evaluation mode. We're going into a mode of trying to win a football game, and that's our number one objective. And we're going to put the players on the field that we feel like give us the best chance to win a game. And we've had a whole off season a training camp, a full season to evaluate our players. I think we have a pretty good feel of, you know, what we have on this football team and what we'll need to do moving forward. But now's not the time to just go into an evaluation mode.
You said that this team is close. And what is that next step, and what would it take to get there?
Well, the next step is being able to finish off some things and turn some of these, you know, three or four plays that you know, we haven't been able to make in a game that's really, you know, been the difference in winning and losing football games. And that's what we got to do. We got to be able to get over that hump. So that's what we're looking for. This team is close, but close, you know, we got to find a way to get those, make those plays go in our favor, so that we win these football games.